Earth and Sky.
Wind power is really the main supply-side technology that can make a difference in the short term, in the period between now and 2020, to reduce emissions in the power sector.
You are listening to Steve Sawyer of the Global Wind Energy Council, a trade association that represents the wind industry at the international level. Use of wind power is on the rise, Sawyer said. Governments around the world are considering how to generate more electricity and emit fewer of the greenhouse gases thought to be warming the planet. Sawyer said wind power production grew by 40% in 2009 across the globe.
The biggest trend, I suppose, in the last few years is the dramatic growth in the markets in China and the United States. China has become the fastest growing market in the world by far. It will be the single largest market this year. And the United States just last year took over first place.
For the U.S., Sawyer said upgrades to the electric grid could help raise wind power's share from about 2% of total electricity today to 20% or more by the year 2030.
Could supply the whole country with electricity, no problem, in terms of the raw resource. But we have to actually capture that and then get it to the markets. That's the challenge.
More interviews with scientists at our website. Earth Sky is a clear voice for science.
We're at earthsky.org.